Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my sisters from around the world. This is Jeff and Marge once again, welcoming you to another GEM episode. That's GEM, G-E-M, acronym for God Encounter Moment. We meet on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Then on Thursdays, we have our precious promises, prayer, and praise. Then on Fridays, we do not meet on air, but we have Fasting Fridays. Then on Saturdays, we have Strong in God, acronym SING. And on Sundays, we have GEM with Commentary. I am glad that you chose to, follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit to join us for our GEM program, where we read through the Gospels. And we are up to the Gospel of John. We're in the 14th chapter, and we will begin today in verse 19. As much as possible, we invite you to follow along with us. That's John 14, beginning with verse 19. But we do not dare to begin reading the Word of God unless we ask for the wisdom that we can receive only from His Holy Spirit. Let us pray and ask. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to read it. Thank you for your prompting to read your word. We know that your word is life, and we want that life. You offered us not only to give us life, but life more abundantly. And that is what we want right now, dear God. Open our understanding, that we might have the wisdom you promised that you would give to anyone who asks. Please grant it to us. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 19. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you see me because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas Iscariot said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. That is the end of the reading of chapter 14. Let us pray. Our Father, we are nearing the reading that covers the end of Jesus' life here on earth, covered in the book of John, the Gospel of John. Father, we are reading that he's letting his disciples know that in a little while he was going to be away from them. But he also let them know Helper will be sent. He wants us to show our love to him by keeping his word. And Father, what a promise that you will love us, that you and he will come to us and make your home with us, that you would abide with us, not for a visit, but to live, to dwell, to commune, to associate with us, simply by us keeping the word that you gave to Jesus and that Jesus has given to us. Thank you for the good news that because he lives, we will live also. Thank you for the promise of the resurrection, the down payment that he paid, that we too might be privy of his resurrection power. Father God, we are so amazed that our Lord, our Savior, can say that the enemy is coming, but that he has nothing in him. Oh, my Lord, I to think that he lived through this world acquainted with sinners and yet himself without sin. And thus he became the mediator between us and you. How grateful we are for that. And he gives us his peace. He makes a differentiation between the peace that the world gives and the peace that he will give us. Oh, Father, please, that our hearts indeed should not be troubled, neither should we be afraid. And in truth, he was not going to be able to talk with his disciples much longer, because the tribulation of his soul was just before him. Oh, Lord, please, that we might take hold of the sacrifice of Jesus. May his blood be appropriated to us, and by his stripes, that we should be healed. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends of mine, I want to again thank you for having joined us and to invite you to join us again. Also, to ask that you visit the website, www.relatingtools.com. That's R-E-L-A-T as in Tom, I-N-G, T as in Tom again, O-O-L-S.com. That's relatingtools.com, where there's a variety of resources there. And also, any back, they are there on that site. That's relatingtools.com. Well, we pray that the Holy Spirit, that the very presence of God himself will be with each one of you, all that you might be going through in your individual lives, and those who you bear upon your heart, those you love. We ask that the Holy Spirit, that the peace that passes all human understanding will be yours. Abiding with you is prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we meet again. God bless you.